This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, and let's all stretch out as far as we can. Bend at the waist. Okay, shush up. Bend at the waist, and we're just going to try and...
Wait, okay. Forwards or backwards?
Either way, whatever you can do.
I'm going to do forwards.
Okay.
Backwards is too hard.
And this is called praying to the puppy. Everyone pray to the puppy. Okay, and then we're going to relax. We're going to come up one spine at a time.
So I only have
multiple
spines.
I only have one spine.
Well, then this should be very easy for you. And we're going to look up to the sky, and we're going to open our arms wide, palms up. And this is called celebrating the rain. Let's all celebrate the rain.
And
I'm
going to
come around and spit on you. I'm going to come around and spit on you. And this is just cleansing. This is just water cleansing your soul.
You basically didn't get any water on me. I maybe it was the fifth or sixth person you spit on it. It was kind of just, it felt like blowing air.
Not everyone's going to get the same amount of spit, and that's fine. Rain doesn't fall on everyone equally. Some people get soaking wet. Some people stay bone dry. It's not about wet equality, okay? It's about whatever rain you get, trying to use that to... nurture the nutrients in the soil of your soul.
Do you know why they say bone dry? Why was this class $400?
I'm on scholarship.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Okay, and now when everyone put your head down, one spine at a time, you're going to take your right arm, you're going to reach into your back pocket, you're going to pull out your credit card, and you're going to put it out with the chip facing towards me and close your eyes.
My credit card is a chip.
Excuse me?
My credit card is a chip.
And how does that work?
It's a Tostitos scoop.
Oh, new.
Mine is Tostitos hint of lime.
Just
I have a
hint
terrible credit square.
It's a they're both one-use credit cards. And it breaks the machine.
Okay, put your credit cards down, and I want you to repeat after me. I am Adil Rafai.
I am Adil Rafai.
No, but say your name.
I am not welcome back to most ATMs.
And for me, an ATM to me seems like a challenge, an ass-to-mouth challenge. And I can go ass-to-mouth if I'm bending the right way forward. If I'm bending backwards, I can't do it.
Ass-to-mouth, you did the cinnamon challenge all wrong.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Hey, everyone, I'm JPC, and this is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Challenge.
Yum.
Try to have a bowl. Try to have just one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't have any in my house. This is going to be very difficult.
That's Gemma's favorite. Whenever we go to Costco, we'll buy like a 3-pack, and it is gone within days. Cocoa Pebbles is my number one with a bullet, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch, oh boy,
you,
so good.
You're,
I had us in his backyard shooting cereal boxes.
Training. Al, your asshole friend Brett Lyons told me, he was like, you know what is good? If you go and get at Costco, they have like a keto version of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's that no sugar cereal. And he's like, it's great. Tastes just like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I bought some of that shit. No, it doesn't. Hey, dumbass, it doesn't.
Where did you say that it was from?
Costco. It's like Costco has it right next to the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like they're like, you can buy this Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's cheaper. Sure, it's worse for you. Or you can buy this smaller, more expensive bag of keto breakfast cereal that Adil's dumbass friend Brett thinks is so fucking similar. Well, it's not.
Yeah, when you're friends with Brett Lyons, any recommendation he gives, you just have to say you'll check it out and then don't.
Here's the thing. I know that. I know that. And yet there I was at Costco fucking buying the goddamn keto. Mm-hmm. I don't even like keto cereal. And I'm not keto. There's no reason for it. Fucking Brett. Guys, goddamn that fucking idiot.
Didn't he trick you into buying a new pair of shoes?
Yeah. But by the way, I loved those boots. And I bought, they were a pair of Nike Duck boots. And Brett was like, you got to get them. You got to get them. I fucking bought them. And like 2 weeks later, I was wearing them. I was like, hey, man, these are great. I love these things. Go, I took them back. Yeah. I took them back. They didn't fit my feet. I was like, fuck you. Fucking asshole.
He'll do it all
but
the
I did
time.
Like him. I did like yeah. him.
He'll be like, I got this device. It's the best thing ever. You got to get one. And then I'll get one. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Where's yours? And he goes, I hated it. I returned it. I was like, what are we doing?
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. Guys, I'm all jazzed up and I'm all jacked off.
Yeah, you have a weird feather boa. You're wearing a flapper dress.
Covered in cum, so yeah. Everything you just said.
Your legs go all the way up to your asshole.
I do have to stop saying jacked off, but me and Mariah, when Spaghetti's being like very upset, we have been saying that she's all jacked off, just kind of around the house. And it's I think it's beginning to rub off onto my lexicon, into my vocabulary. I do think saying the word jacked off and applying it to just being like amped up is very funny. But I'm all jacked off.
I just realized something, and then I would definitely want to hear what you're jacked off about. I just realized the lead singer of Fun, isn't his name like Jack Antoff?
He's not the lead singer of Fun.
He's not the lead singer. Do you think he just got
Wait, by the way, Adel, you just fucking stepped in it, dude.
Oh, no.
You just stepped in it.
People are going to think I'm not a fan of Fun, period.
Uh-oh, Aaron. Adel's talking shit about Fun.
Cracks knuckles, walks to Chicago, punches him in teeth.
Fun, period. More like fine, period. But I'm sure that he must have been teased mercilessly. Mercilessly.
Yeah, because Jack is like, hey, are you going to go Jack and Antoff or whatever? Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Well,
really, anyone whose first name is Jack, we could probably find a way to make fun of him.
Uncle's Jack off your aunts.
But Jack is short for John, right?
Yeah, Jack's a weird one where, doesn't seem like a shortening. It just seems like a reinvention.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, the reason that I'm all jacked off is because I've been having myself a little JPC weekend, which is where I get things done around the house.
Hmm.
And I got to tell you, I love it.
What'd you get done?
I replanted all of my plants, my like house plants, because every once in a while, when you have them in the same soil for too long, the soil gets all depleted. And then you have to go buy new soil and you have to like put them into new homes. But here's the thing. It's a chore. I don't really like doing it, but while I'm doing it, I love the intricately like trying to get all of their roots like disconnected so that I can like size them into appropriate pots because they'll just like grow into the shape of their container. It's like doing little plant surgery. It's a lot of fun to do that. And then they're all like tucked away in their nice new homes and they get to like feel around for their environments and being like, oh, I'm going to maybe check out this corner. My roots have never been in this corner before. I think it's a lot of fun.
Aaron.
Yeah, I think his plants are talking.
He said plant surgery? What does he do? He's rehousing plants. He said plant surgery. Is he cutting out the plants and taking their brains?
Okay, I think this is...
Actually, the roots probably are kind of like the brains of the plant, so in a way, I kind of am doing brain surgery on these little plants.
Yeah, I guess we do dump water on our brains.
Yeah, I mean, when they get too hot because of all the good ideas they're having.
I guess I'm just jealous and this is triggering to me because I haven't gotten anything done. You see me record in my kitchen for many months now. Have you ever seen it this messy? Look at that.
There's upwards of four things on your counter. So
it's driving me insane and it's dusty in my place and there's just like things are sticky and horrible and I'm happy for you, but I'm having a hard time hearing you talk about it.
Aaron, here's the thing with getting stuff done. There's always more stuff to do.
Yeah.
Aaron, close your eyes. Picture this. The year is 1991. Okay. Dan Aykroyd is driving a town car with you in the back seat, and he's driving you insane. Is this a fun idea for a movie?
I like it.
Is the movie idea that you're pitching like set in the past, or is it modern day Dan Aykroyd and it's set like a 91, or... Are you pitching a movie where we'd have to have Dan Aykroyd have done this movie in 91?
We would have to, the Irishman, de-age him, which in the Irishman looked incredible.
Flawless.
Do we have the budget for that?
Aaron, we must.
Okay. Okay.
We'll figure it out. We'll max out our cards.
Works for me.
Max out our debit cards.
Well, I'm happy for your plants and I'm happy for your house, JPC.
Yeah, must be nice.
Also put a table together this weekend for our patio. We've lived here for a year and we've been like hemming and hawing over what kind of patio furniture to buy. We finally fucking pulled the trigger, put it together, instantly stripped a screw. But then went to the hardware store today. Mariah went, got a replacement screw. Put that bad boy in, and now it's all working perfectly.
Honestly, if the screw was...
Oh, he ate the screw. That was what that sound was.
Oh, no.
Chef's kiss. Surgery.
And also, last night, you helped take apart a table for me.
So, guess my superpower is, like, putting tables together and dismantling. They call me the tabler.
Why did you need a table?
Watch your tables around the tabler.
Yeah, this guy came to my house, and he said, let's table the conversation, and then he punched me in the face.
So wait, Adel, why did you need a table disassembled?
JPC and I were over at our friend Rush's place, and mm-hmm. Rush was incredibly kind to give me he has like a custom-made table that I think he got years and years ago, but it's his custom-made gaming table.
Custom-made gaming table? Let me just tabulate that up. Quite expensive.
The tabler, get out of here, man.
Tabler, get out of here.
You done enough?
Leave us alone.
I'm the tabler and I'm all jacked off.
What's
leave
up
us
with your
alone,
hair?
Adel, that's so good.
But Rush,
I want to think of one.
Oh yeah, go, Aaron, go ahead.
Okay, Aaron, if you can think of one, I appoint you as the chair of table puns.
Okay, well now I can't do a chair one.
How about the couch? The couch?
Set.
Captain Couch?
Set.
Looks like I'm going to have to bench her.
Aaron, you got to hurry up. You got to hurry up.
Set the table. I quit. I quit. Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, okay. I quit.
But he was nice.
Well, that sucks because JPC ran off with the tabler.
Oh,
so
no.
That's just Adel. Adel, go ahead.
The cow jumped over the moon. Hey, diddle, diddle. That's not right. Hey, diddle, diddle. Yeah, that's right. But Rush was kind enough to give me this table, and so after we played some games, around midnight, we dismantled the table. JPC drove his Toyota RAV4 up front, and we loaded it in and took it
mm-hmm.
to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
I'm very excited. So we're going to put it in the bar so I can have game nights down there, and it's a very nice table. It's very cool. Comes with 6 chairs.
Played many a D&D on that table.
Yes. That's mm-hmm. our entire D&D campaign for the last 6 years.
Wow.
That when it wasn't over Zoom, it was on that table.
Is it still the same group of people playing D&D?
We haven't played in a minute because everybody's very busy, but yes.
Yeah, it was Shad Kunkel, TJ Jagodowski, Pat Connolly, Rush Howell, JPC, Adel Rafai, and then we had a guest. We had Matt Young guest for an arc and Bill Arnett guest for an arc.
Yeah. Also, maybe not necessarily the way that I would do the billing with me last. Unless it's like the way that they do it with
and
like
JPC.
In the movies. Yeah. And they put the biggest star at the very end.
I think it's more like an introducing JPC. That seems like the vibe.
Because you're an unknown quantity.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what? I find it's my first feature on a fake movie that we're making. Speaking of fake movies that we're making,
hold on.
Want to do some riddles?
Yeah,
no, my segue.
Sure.
It was
hold
perfect.
Hold on a second. I can't. Where'd my coaster go? Did you see I put that drink down with a coaster?
Should we table it?
Tabler.
The tabler.
Tabler.
What is my whole thing? I don't know. I like tables.
Oh, I thought you were a table.
Am I?
I think you take them
one.
Apart. I'm not 100% sure, though, Tabler. Tabler, how about you go and you figure it out and then you let us know?
Yeah, let us know. And it's
HRRpodcast@gmail.com. You tell us what I should be. I don't know.
He sounds like a little gremlin. Well, Kevin, my words, if you...
My waveform is fucked.
If you want to make an entrance, you should just... Anytime that Dave Matthews song plays, you should just pop up.
Bam! Bam, bam, bam!
That's the one I was thinking of.
He wakes up on a table.
This is Dave Matthews if he's trying to flirt but also sing.
Okay.
He wake up in the morning. It's morning and I'm coming.
And Aaron, if I may.
You're cute. What?
If I may, here is my impression of the one song lyric I relate to the least. He wakes up in the morning.
Yep, that's true.
Holy shit, that's true.
He don't wake up in the morning. He wake up in the afternoon.
JBC, what we're saying about doing riddles?
I would like to do some if that's okay with the two of you.
No!
No, thanks. Hard pass.
I got this big-ass ebook of almanac riddles from Amber that we did a few weeks ago. And we're going to do some more of them.
Big-ass almanac ebook. How do you know it's big if it's a ebook?
I guess there's a lot of riddles in it, but I don't necessarily know that it's big. That's a really great point, Adel.
The font, it could be like 42 size font.
Now, I know the size of the font. That I can know for sure.
Yeah. Winkler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5'8"?
He's about 5'8", yeah. 5'7". I would say 5'7". New season of Barry.
So good.
He's so great. He's so great in it. Okay, so here we go. Here's your first riddle. This is from a farmer's almanac from 1900, the year. We are little airy creatures, all of different voice and features. One of us in glasses set, in a second found in jet. One of us is cased in tin, and the fourth a box within.
A vowel.
In the fifth, you would pursue.
Wait, Aaron, were you trying to buy a vowel?
I'm trying to buy a vowel because that's the answer, but keep going. No, pretend I'm not here.
It could never fly from you.
I know the answer. It's the Mucinex thing.
Yeah, it's the Mucinex thing.
I'm an idiot. I thought it was a vowel.
Aaron is correct. It is a vowel.
They are airy little things.
But also, Adel is correct in that the Mucinex man is foul. What a foul little thing to be your mascot. Yeah.
He hit on me at a bar once, and I was like,
what?
No.
I want to see a scene.
No.
Aaron, you're at a bar. JVC, you're the Mucinex creature, and you're hitting on her.
Come on.
Can I have a tequila soda, please? Thanks.
Oh, I'm just a guy by the jukebox.
Oh, sorry.
Bars
you're dressed like
there.
All the waiters. Sorry. Hey, can I have a tequila soda, please?
I'll also have a tequila soda, and let me pay for her. So, wow, this is so embarrassing. Whipped my wallet out too fast. My super deluxe Magnum condom fell right.
Where's that voice coming from?
Hello? I'm in. I'm inside your nose. Excuse me, I'm in your sinuses.
That's you!
Whoa! I haven't been this wet since I met you. Hello, enchanté.
A condom just fell out of my nose.
My name's Dougie Mucinex. That's actually mine. That's my extra large Magnum thick version condom because a lot of my stuff breaks regular condom.
Here's that's your drinks. You find that you like thick condoms? Is that a fetish of yours?
We're trying to have a conversation.
Sorry, I'm just hung up on the idea of thick condoms.
Do you work here? You're dressed like all the waiters.
Well, yeah, I'm a bartender. Here's your drinks. I just, does it feel good because it makes you last longer? All that thickness of...
It's really about retention. It's about what it can hold.
By the way, I'm not paying for both of our drinks. I'll just get my drink and be on my way. Thank you.
And I will need her to pay for the drink because, as I mentioned, I only packed... My very, very thick, but not like thick in a way that it would make what I've got thin. Just thick in that it needs to be. It's roomy inside and on the outside. You understand.
Well, nice meeting you, Doug, or whatever your name is.
Dougie Mucinex.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you. I'm going to actually go back over with my friends.
Oh, you mean your much prettier friends? Neg, 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 neg.
If you say neg, it doesn't really work.
You can hear that?
Same. I am the Negman. They are the Negman. I think you're ugly.
I hate you. She's not pretty. You're not pretty.
Everyone is shitty to their dad.
I can't imagine. Well, I can imagine the type of person that would do that, but I can't imagine like myself ever being like, I'm going to try nagging as a strategy to beat
such
a person.
Gross. That was like maybe the 2000s or something. There was that book. Some book came out that was like Secrets of How to Whatever. But
that like pickup artist book,
yeah.
Right?
And I think he had his own TV show. It was just a gross time to be alive. Not that today's any different, but just a wild thing. A wild thing that sprung forth from the well of life is negging as like a strategy or so gross.
Well, I've been negging you guys since episode one. Is it working? Are you charmed by me?
I mean, I'm still here. I haven't thrown a drink in your face. I actually have ruined several computers. We've had to stop episodes because Aaron said something mean to me and then it was just black screen on my end.
It's an expensive mistake.
Which is when I threw a very dirty martini, thick dirty martini at my computer screen.
Can I have some thick olives, please?
Let me get the dirtiest. I want to see the juice and the olive particles floating in the juice. Pour that into it.
Anyways.
Have you guys ever had a dirty virgin martini?
Yes. You take, so it's gin, Ecto Cooler High C. maybe that's it.
To make it virgin, you start with the gin. Okay, here we go. Here's, speaking of starting with a gin, this is from an old farmer's almanac from 1900, same as the last one.
You going to talk about a genie?
I hope so. Oh, shit. Let me just double check. Is the answer genie? I'll be fucking embarrassed if the answer's genie. Oh, thank God it's not. What God never sees, what a king seldom sees.
His own asshole. It's got to be that.
Could God make an asshole so quiet that not even a king could see it?
Quiet?
I don't know.
Bring me the royal hand mirror. Oh, there it is.
I truly didn't know. I never thought anyone would call me out on it. What God never sees, what a king seldom sees, what we see every day.
Our own assholes. God never sees.
I actually like this one. I don't think we've had this one on the podcast before, and by that I mean we probably have. But so I like the answer here.
So God probably sees, Aaron, let's talk through this. I don't believe in this thing, but God probably sees like clouds and pearly gates and little angels and stuff. I guess God sees everything. So hold on.
God never sees.
Yeah.
What a king seldom sees, and what we see every day.
The absence of nothing.
So is it nothing?
It is not nothing. No. You see nothing every day? Was that supposed to be a subtle dig at me?
Not nothing. Are you my dad putting Burger King on the table when I'm 10 years old and complaining? Hey, eat up. It's not nothing.
Or like my dad always said, it's hey, it's not somebody's asshole, but I'll eat it.
It's not God's asshole, but take a look. So God can, he's omnipotent, just like the Pope.
Uh-huh.
And just like Mark Summers, he can see everything. So what can't God see?
This one's
hard. He can't see his own face?
This is very hard.
Are there mirrors in heaven?
But they do play that Justin Timberlake song, Mirrors in Heaven. Justin Timberlake, not allowed in heaven because of what he did to Janet Jackson.
Right.
But the song still slaps and they play it in heaven. It's on a playlist. It's not the only song they play. Sure. They also play that Michael Jackson.
You think heaven has a DJ and not a live band?
Heaven plays Michael Jackson?
They play that song. They play the Man in the Mirror song because it's a good song. God can't keep having this discussion. Do you see Michael Jackson here? No, he's not here.
Okay.
I'm more mad that there's a DJ. I want a live band. I want a full band.
Look, there's bands in different sections. This is one section of heaven where
this
there's a DJ.
This section sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's right next to the milkshake volcano. It doesn't suck here.
Yeah, and the milkshake
scary.
Is scalding hot.
Yeah.
To put it in the volcano, we had to get it super hot because it's a volcano. You have a cold volcano? I guess we could have made it cold. Fuck.
We?
Nobody's here. I designed a whole section of heaven and no one's here because I play Justin Timberlake and Michael Jackson exclusively.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
No!
Jumps off a cloud, lands in purgatory. So what? So a king rarely sees it. So what? So let's go down a peg, because God is a weird one because he's a fictional creature. He's basically
people,
a crypto.
Other people.
A cryptid.
Poor people.
God is a kaiju. Poor people.
You're on the right track, but you're not. You haven't really honed in on the right like
poverty
specific lane.
Oh wait, so God, I think I have.
Sure.
I think I have a thread to tug on, Aaron. God never sees the people who go to hell.
Okay.
Right. So maybe and the king never sees his poorest people. So poor people go to hell.
And you guys see poor people every day.
I see poor people.
Get out of my house.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I guess.
Sorry.
I guess that's kind of that could be considered a correct answer, but it's not the answer that we're looking for with this riddle.
And you said we see it almost every day or all the time?
We see it every day.
Is it something to do with our own reflection or our own face or our own
Not necessarily our own reflection.
Because I've been to Versailles, and the mirrors there, like in olden days when they had mirrors, they sucked. Like they're not good mirrors. Even when I went through the Hall of Mirrors in Versailles, you can barely make out your own image because it's so gross.
And when you went to the Hall of Mirrors in Versailles, they were playing that classic Versailles song that was like... Okay, cool. Yeah. You were definitely in Versailles. And all the mirrors made you like real skinny, like, and then like real squat. Yeah.
Well, no, in Versailles also, didn't Versailles write that song, Open Gangnam Style?
Hey, Adel. Sexy lady.
That was Versailles, right?
It was Versailles.
Sigh wearing Versace. Thank you so much. So, Aaron, what do you think?
I don't know this riddle.
Is it like their own kids?
It's God, not their own kids.
God sent Jesus to go do whatever. Kings are like, go to another city and win a battle against a dragon.
Can you be more specific about what you want me to do down there? I don't care. Just whatever.
Ask your mom. Ask your
Think
mom.
About it. Think about it in terms of like the number of these things that exist. So we've got like God, King, and what we see every day.
The number of things?
Well, yeah. So like...
So God is one, a king is one, and we are many.
Yeah, we're on the right track.
Equal.
Aaron, you have got it exactly correct.
I want to see a
Wait, I'm putting sweetener in my coffee right now.
I want to see a scene.
All right, Aaron, what do you got?
Sweet low. Another. Anyways, you're welcome. I love you. You two are two kings of two different kingdoms, and you're meeting, and you're sort of like sizing each other up because you don't meet a king another king every day.
Got it.
Welcome to my palace. Please make yourself at home. I mean, don't sit in a throne, but anything else is fair game.
Sure. So this is this the entrance to the palace, or this is the palace?
This is the 3A, and if we continue, we go into the 4A, and then the 5A, and the 6A.
6A, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Okay. Great, awesome.
And I have to say, King Richard the Weaselheart, it is so nice to meet. I've read your tales, so I've had them read to me during my bedtime, but your feats of strength, your domination of your country, just very impressive.
Dab, absolutely. And by the way,
yes.
King Mickey of Mouseland.
Thank you.
You, by all accounts, are an excellent administrator.
Thank you.
Your subjects love you. Your enemies fear you.
Yes.
Your castle's dope as hell.
Thank you. Well, Goofy designed it.
You should definitely not have him killed. I love it. I love your whole vibe. A little bit parched from the trip. At my castle, we kind of have like a full like spread waiting for visitors.
Ooh, just right this way into the den. And I've actually had flown in all the way from Thailand. This is a new beverage. It's called lemonade.
Lemonade. First things first, got to remove that ice. I'm not going to be pissing out the poison all night, if you know what I'm saying. So scoop that out.
You're on to me. The lemonade is poisoned. How did you know?
Oh, no.
How did you know I was trying to kill you to take over your territories?
It's legit, man. It's legit. I paid an assassin. I paid an assassin to kill you today.
Goofy?
Goofy, go ahead.
Is that why you said don't kill Goofy?
Goofy, reveal yourself.
Hey.
Goofy, normal voice. Goofy, normal voice, buddy.
Hey.
Not quite there. Work, try it. Try to get into it. Do you have a word?
Should I gorsh. Go?
There it is. See?
You drive a gorsh? A gorsh
I just needed Aaron to dejectedly say gorsh. Gorsh.
I actually had an interaction with Goofy yesterday.
Excuse me?
I really did.
Did you go to Disneyland?
I went to Disneyland.
Did you really?
Yeah, with my buddy Michael.
That's amazing.
His friend Sam, who was so nice. I hadn't met her before, but she was lovely. And Sean. And we were in the Disneyland side. And what's that song
you're
from?
You're in Disneyland on the Disneyland side?
Well, it's confusing. I think they should call the whole thing Disneyland and call one side Magic Kingdom and the other side California Adventure.
Oh, but I see. It's like two different parks.
Aaron is talking about how she's normally in the side of the Republican Party, but she went over to the Disneyland side for just
Which is
day.
Also Republican, but it just does a better job at masking.
Yeah, the Party of Dumbo.
And then you know the song from the Goofy movie?
Oh, the
I don't.
I'm coming up.
Well, the band in it.
Electric. What is it? Oh, what's her name?
Yeah, I know you're
like.
We just talked about the electric ear splitters because of that episode.
Shockwave. No.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
The name of that band.
It's.
Oh, the goofy one that goes like, I want to take you to a gay bar, gay
bar. Yeah, Electric
Woo!
Six, thank you.
Yeah, Electric Six, that's it.
I don't know if this is him in a goofy movie, but a friend of mine, a guy named Sean, who also goes by Diane Coffey, was the voice of Max Goofy in some...
Powerline. It's Powerline. So there was Goofy, and who's Goofy's dog?
Pluto.
Wait, Pluto. Powerline, that's the movie where the girl has buttons for eyes, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It was Goofy Goofaline. And Pluto and a woman on stage dancing to that song, and everyone was dancing. And then we were walking away, and Sean was like, that wasn't the actual band Powerline. That's not, Goofy's not in that band. That's not right. This is not, they're doing it wrong. The canon's wrong. And then we realized that Goofy was right behind us walking by.
Wow.
And we were like, hey, how are you? How have you been? And
I was a lot better till I heard that.
Yeah, exactly. And so we were just, we made Goofy mad.
I bet Goofy was absolutely fucking pissed off.
He was. He seemed pretty pissed.
I think it's worth it that we maybe take a little break, give Goofy time to cool down.
My gorsh in two pieces.
This is last re-gorsh.
The Goofy Evanescence thing. If you haven't heard the Goofy Evanescence thing, you got to go watch that. That is one of my favorite covers of all times.
I can't wake up. Gorsh.
We'll be right back. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin, Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Adel and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric
goo. Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy where you had to drive to an office never really worked well for me. So like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes. Intrusive thought. Bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now... he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart... that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in
no,
that cat costume.
No, no, remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles, just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like
the
cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
I did it all for the gorsh. The gorsh.
Aaron?
The gorsh.
Support
so you
me,
can take
Aaron,
that gorsh.
And stick it up your hook. Stick it up your hook.
Goofy kind of freaks me out. He gives me pervert vibes. Explain. And I know that people are not going to like that.
Wait,
but
what?
I just get like, what?
He's dressed like an old-timey hobo. How does he give you pervert vibes?
He just, his voice and his like... energy.
Do you think it's because his energy is so jacked off that he...
that's
like
the right word.
That's exactly what I think.
Vibes? Okay, gotcha.
I think he just has social anxiety. I think the real... Who really... I think Mickey's creepier. I think Mickey's the creepiest.
Yeah, that little voice. The little like...
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Mickey Mouse. Like, that voice is like, yeah. No,
I've mentioned
you.
It before on the podcast, but there's that... I can't remember what show it was, but some true crime show. They talk about the weepy voice killer who would like this... It was a serial killer who would kill someone and then call the police from a payphone and be like, I did it again. I'm never going to go to heaven now. That's exactly how he talked.
Oh, I
and
hate
Mickey,
it.
Mickey's voice is 1-to-1. So honestly, it might have been him.
I feel like Donald Duck always has piss on him.
His feathers are pure yellow.
This is going to ruin a lot of people's childhoods and lives. I think we should quit while we're far behind, but I think you're right.
Aaron, I'm going to piss a lot of people off right now. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Daffy Duck, superior duck.
Really? To who, Donald?
To Donald. Hands down.
I got three words for you,
bitch.
Wings
down.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
No, sucks. You can't tell them apart. They suck.
They all got different shirt colors,
I have one word for you. Howard.
King.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your next riddle. Here's your next riddle. This is from...
No other podcast mentioned the Howard Dean scream
as much as we do.
No other podcast mentions the Howard Dean scream.
Hey, Casey, right now, I'm giving Casey a directive right now. Can you please get the Howard Dean scream? Go find an audio clip of it and put it on our soundboard.
Please, Casey, we've been so good for so many episodes.
I do really want to see like any cartoon from Disney with Goofy in it. And replace every Garsh with
yeah. Have we done the thing where you replace the Wilhelm scream in every movie with the Howard Dean scream? Because that would be fucking brilliant.
We should replace the Wilhelm scream with the Goofy scream. Because the Goofy scream is, yahoo-hoo-hoo-ee.
You know, in the part of Phantom of the Opera where he goes, sing for me, angel of music, and then she's like, I want someone to edit it, but it's just the Howard Dean scream.
Sing for me, angel of music.
The best part about this bit is we never have to do any of this stuff. You've just done it in your mind, dear listener. We've helped you put that bit into your brain. Here's your next riddle.
That's the power of the imagination.
That's the Huey Lewis.
Thank you. We got to stop talking so I can talk.
Huey, sorry. Lewis, and News. The three Huey, grandchildren of Scrooge McDuck.
Huey,
by the way, I'm
Lewis.
Not talking.
No, he was nephew. Nephews?
They were his nephews.
Yeah. All they were doing, they were hangers-on. All they were doing is they were trying to write themselves into his will.
Huey, Lewis, and the Lewis. Huey, Lewis, and the Lewis. There we go. What is it that occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, and once in a million years?
That is the letter M.
That's the letter M. That is the letter M. Mm.
This next
one is from 1924. I'm always alone, though in all sorts of weather, my brother and I go walking together, shod or unshod by fortune or whim, and roam o'er the land, yet in water I swim. Without me, some men's understandings were naught, yet I cannot be said to assist them in thought. I'm at home with all classes of people, I ween. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I ween.
I ween. Come
supporting
on
the beggar.
I ween.
Upholding the queen. In some foreign countries, men cruelly beat me to punish my owner. In some lands, they eat me. I'm trodden on daily in markets I'm sold, though none would exchange me for silver or gold.
Cocaine and salt.
Cocaine and salt. See, people can sing all these fucking songs. Everyone can do it.
It's salt.
Is it salt and pepper? Is it?
It is. That's such a good guess, but it is not salt and pepper.
Oh, I had it in my head the whole time that it was salt, so now I don't know.
Yeah, I hate when I do that to you. Aaron, I don't want to say that you're close with salt because you're not, but in a way, when we all look back at this in 100 years, we'll be like, she was pretty close with salt.
Rocks.
So a pillar.
No, it's not rocks. It's not a pillar and it's not rocks. That's really also not what it is.
Salted ice.
It's salted ice
or
water,
as we know it.
We call water salted ice.
Okay, so salt is close. So who was in salt? Angelina Jolie. Who
Hold
is
on,
John?
I gotta see a scene. I gotta see. I hate to break up your Eminem style train of thought, but I have to see a scene. Adel, you are going to be running an ice cream truck, but all of your ice cream is not, you know, real ice cream, like things like salted ice. And Aaron and I are children trying to buy some real ice cream from you.
Hello.
Oh, finally. Hi, can I have a creamsicle,
sorry.
Please?
Hey, what? Sorry. You said hi. You didn't let me respond. You didn't ask me how my day was.
Hi, how are you? I'm here with my little brother.
Hold on.
Oh. I'd like a creamsicle, please.
I'm going to cut you off.
Oh.
I'm doing well. How are you? Was that so fucking hard?
Oh, no.
You want creamsicles? I don't have creamsicles, but I do have bicycles. Bicycle ice cream.
I'm sorry, it's called a...
I dismantled and ground up a bicycle, and then I put it in ice cream.
So it's
so
not
in every
like...
bite, in every bite, you get some bicycle.
So it's not like regular ice cream that's shaped like a bike?
Regular? It is regular ice cream, because it's ice cream.
We just want something normal. Our mom gave us $2 and said we can go buy one thing each.
Great, so $2 will get you two scoops of paperback swirl.
Can we try a sample first?
That's a good
question. For $2. For two fucking dollars, you can try two scoops of samples.
But how will we know if we like it? We might not want to...
Well, one, I hope you find your two fucking front teeth that you're missing.
Wow, excuse me, you can't talk to my little brother like that, sir.
Is he missing two front teeth?
I mean,
I've said nothing wrong.
I am missing 2 foot teeth, but you
there
did,
we go.
You did make fun of me for it.
Legally, I'm correct.
You know what? We'll wait for the next ice cream truck, sir. You don't have our business anymore. Back away from the truck, Tommy. Come on.
But I want ice cream.
I know. We'll have to wait for another truck.
Okay.
This guy's weird. He looks a lot like our dad who left.
No, he's got a big mustache and a big beard. He doesn't look like our dad who left.
Good point.
Got a big fake-looking mustache and a big fake-looking beard.
I want you kids back.
Hello? Wait, we walked away. What are you saying?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
I want you kids back. I'm behind you. I want you kids back. I sold my soul to the devil, and now I'm everywhere at once. I can be anything and everyone. I can be anything and everyone.
But you couldn't be a dad to us.
Down here, you're stepping on me. I'm the grass. I want you kids back. Please, kiss the grass. Kiss daddy. Kiss daddy grass.
We're gonna wait for the next dad. You don't have our business anymore.
Gorsh!
Pervert.
I've got some ice cream for you.
Honestly, I would try paperback swirl.
Paperback swirl sounds like if it was food, if it wasn't a book blended up into ice cream, but it had like the taste of paperback. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. At first, I was like, I think I'd be into that. But now I'm like, actually, GPC, that maybe sounds like it is a book. It maybe sounds like if it tastes like a book, you're eating a book.
It's a wet book.
Yeah. But we had that Ginny's that was everything bagel. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to like this, but it was very fucking good.
So fucking good. I tweeted about it. And guess what? I ended up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal because they interviewed me based off a tweet I made about Jenny's everything ice cream.
Is that true?
Yes.
Would you eat, if Ginny's came out with a paperback swirl, Addle, would you buy it?
100%.
Yeah, I would too, unfortunately. I'd buy that. That sounds fucking great.
They can do no wrong.
I'm a bibliophile.
I'm a bibliophile, which means I bibble my ice cream. Okay, enough jacking off. We have to get to this riddle solution. Do you guys want me to give you the riddle one more time?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, because I had the wrong thing in my mind.
We were on the salt one. Give it to us one more time.
Take salt off your mind. I'm always alone, though in all sorts of weather. My brother and I go walking together, shod or unshod by fortune or whim, and roam o'er the land, yet in water I swim. Without me some men's understandings were not, yet I cannot be said to assist them in thought. I'm at home with all classes of people, I ween, supporting the beggar, upholding the queen. In some foreign countries, men cruelly beat me to punish my owner. In some lands, they eat me. I'm trodden on daily, in markets I'm sold, though none would exchange me for silver or gold.
Is it a lion?
Wow, it's not a lion. What made you think lion there? Yet in water I swim?
Like, remember in circuses when the guy would hold up the chair and he'd have a whip and he'd be like, sit on this chair. And then lion would not sit on the chair. And so he'd be like, look, it's a sturdy chair.
Yeah.
So I thought that holds up a queen.
This
air,
can I?
You're just rhyming with my guess.
Bear. Can I tell you that this word that is the answer to this riddle, it's a word.
Tomfoolery.
It has multiple meanings, and those multiple meanings are injected into this riddle.
So it's so like a homonym or something?
Oh, I hate those.
Or homophone?
Yeah, yeah. So it actually is a word that has two different spellings as
Got
well.
Got you.
That could apply to all of these things.
So one was like, people walk on me. So that would be like dirt, land, sidewalk.
So like sidewalk, but like if you spell sidewalk slightly differently, it becomes another word.
Sidewalk, W-O-K. Uh-huh. Which is what you cook food in.
Yeah.
And that sustains the queen.
This is my sidewalk when I'm stepping out of my main squeeze walk.
Uh-huh.
Where I squeeze my lemons.
There's one part where it says we walk side by side, and then it's like shutter and shutter.
Yeah, so I'm always alone, though in all sorts of weather, my brother and I go walking together.
And then what's the part after that?
Shod or unshod by fortune or whim.
Shod or unshod. What
does that mean? And roam o'er the land, yet in water I swim.
What does shod and unshod mean?
I could tell you what shod or unshod meant, but I think I would be basically giving you the answer to the riddle.
Is that like I'm ready for the answer because I'm super lost. I can't think of anything else.
Shod Michael Murray?
Okay, let's see. So that's one. That's one whole spelling and definition of the word. Let me see if I can get you another one. Without me, some men's understandings were not, yet I cannot be said to assist them in thought.
How is not spelled?
N-A-U-G-H-T.
No, never mind.
I'm at home with all classes of people. I ween supporting the beggar, upholding the queen. So no matter who you are, if you're a person, you have one.
Rice.
A name.
It's not a name.
Nami.
A voice.
So. It's not a voice, but so think of this. It's something that all people have, and then it's something that, where your brother and I go walking together. So walking is really important.
Cane.
No.
Walking boots, shoes.
A shoe or a boot would have this.
Laces.
Foot?
No, not laces, soles. Not a foot.
Soles.
Soles.
Oh, that was a really hard riddle. I deserve a treat.
Soles.
Will you send me a half a cake? I don't want a full one, but I also just don't want just a piece.
I got a question for you, Aaron.
What?
So you can't eat most cakes, but do you, because you have to eat a gluten-free cake, right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever go to the grocery store and see when they have like, they'll have like a quarter of a sheet cake just packaged there mm-hmm. and just really want to go fucking to town on that bad boy?
I think about it all the time. All the time. Especially now that my diet has become even more limited. I have like true fantasies. Yeah. Of food. I'm not okay.
I was at the grocery store today, and I was making a beeline to the back of the store because I was there for two things. I was there for milk and eggs for breakfast because it was early in the morning. I wanted to make breakfast. So I'm making a beeline, and then someone puts their cart out in front of me. So I just like, I'm in the kind of the bakery section. So I like just take a quick left and like walk around a table. And suddenly I'm in this row of like cakes, cupcakes, cheesecakes, and breakfast danishes. And I wasn't expecting to be there, and I fully did this thing in my body where I was like, don't reach down right now at like 10 in the morning as soon as the store opened and just grab like a fucking cheesecake. Like, do not buy a cheesecake right now. But my brain almost did because my body was just moving towards the cheesecake.
I went to Costco the other day, Aaron, and I texted JPC, and I was like, I'm going to Costco. Do you need anything? And he replied back,
"The worst.
Do not get me a bag of chocolate covered pretzels, the whatever the Costco version of the chocolate covered pretzels are." He goes, "Do not." And so I dropped him off a bag, and I got myself one, and they're fucking incredible.
That sounds so good.
They're so good.
Adel said, "Running to Costco if you need anything." And I said, "Mariah keeps saying chocolate covered pretzels, but I think we're good." I said, "She's always saying that anyway. I don't know where she gets this stuff." And then Adel said, "I couldn't find him." And I said, "You know what? Whatever. That's, you know, it's a roll of dice. It's Costco." And then maybe like 10 minutes later, he texted me a picture of him and he goes, "I found him." And I said, "Well, fuck you."
I do want to see a scene.
Well,
so based off the answer.
Them.
Oh, yeah. I've been eating them. I'm almost done with them.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we do have to resolve something. Aaron said something about half a cake. So we do have to resolve. Okay, that's
Jesus
half a cake.
Jesus Christ.
And so I do want to see a scene based off Soul. JPC.
Jesus Christ.
There, you will find no God here. God is dead. He listened to episode one and died. So, JPC, you are, this is like olden days where kings and queen ruled the earth.
Is olden days like Discot medieval times?
Exactly. Okay. Everything must go. So it's olden days. You were like a normal peasant dude, and that Aaron, you are the devil. You have showed up to this guy's house or hut, and you are trying to get him to sell you his soul.
It's cold, the winter.
Knock,
the winter
knock,
is
knock.
Cold, huh? Who beckons at yonder door?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow?
Moo! Ooh. Can I come in?
Oh. Declare yourself, stranger. I know you're no cow, for no cow could possibly muster speech.
Are you sure? Because sometimes I can pick whatever body I want to be in, and maybe open the door.
Let me open the opens the door just a creak to see. Why, I'll be.
I picked a cow. Let me in. It's cold out here. There's flies near my butt, which I like. I just want to share.
What strange matter of sorcery could... Yes, come in, cow, come in. I could eat a cow. I'm very hungry. I haven't seen a cow in these parts.
So, seems like you're a little strapped for cash. And I'm
really
a little bit...
a cash-based
peckish.
Society. It's more like I am a... I'm tending to the land, and my feudal lord demands 25% of what I... I don't need to explain feudalism to you right now.
No,
but,
I invented it.
Okay.
I invented most economic systems. Thank you very much.
I am very hungry. My belly is a quiver.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know what might sway you. What about a bunch of quails, pheasants?
I'm sorry, did you say what might swayed me?
No, you're thinking of me, a cow. I
thought you were making a cow pun, were you not?
I'm not that smart.
Well, by the
see.
Way, you just make a cow pun on the floor right there.
Moo.
That's a big one.
You're welcome. So, let me
ask you a question. Sure. Was moo you're welcome a cow pun? Because that one went over my head, so I just want to double back on that.
This is not going great for me.
Okay.
My lord, welcome back. Have you obtained any souls?
No! Not even one! I'm not good at
buddy.
This! I'm going to my room!
Wait, can I give you a small suggestion?
What?
Maybe go as a goat or a ram.
No, I don't think it makes that much of a difference.
I really think it does. I think people see cows and they see weakness. I think you can't take a talking cow seriously, but if you were a goat, you would have power. Your eyes and irises would be insane, untethered.
You think?
Whoa, you're back. You're back. What are you, some sort of...
Knock, knock.
Half goat, half cow? You're already in.
Hold on, I gotta go back. I blew it again!
What are you doing?
I don't know, I'm not good at this.
Just show up as yourself. You know how they always say, be yourself?
Yeah.
I got you that sweater. What does it say?
Be yourself. And
yeah, and how's B spelled?
B-E-E, and there's a little B on it.
There's a little B on it.
I
so go
know.
Back. Go back as yourself.
Okay, so you're back. You're still half cow, half goat, but now it's the other way.
Moo! Can I come
Same.
In?
Moo! Can I come in? I got another riddle for you guys. I like this one. It's from 1864. I kind of like these types of riddles. What's that in the fire and not in the flame?
Log.
What's that in the master and not in the dame? What's that in the courtier and not in the clown? What's that in the country and not in the town?
R. The letter R.
Are you going to the mall later, Aaron?
Are you Maltese?
Maybe.
I do like those. I think that those are kind of like simple riddles, but I always love the reading of them. I think they read very fun.
I agree. I like them.
Okay, so here's your last one for today. But I have plenty more of these. This is from a farmer's almanac from 1923. You ready for this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what I once we yeah. used to
no hold on.
Hold
Verbal
on.
Consent is what I need.
Yes.
I'm ready for this riddle. Yeah, yeah.
My great grandma was a farmer, so we always had a copy of the farmer's almanac, or she would have one at her place when we went
sure.
to visit. And the one thing I remember that I learned from the farmer's almanac is that they allow a certain percentage of rat hair and bugs in ketchup. Because it's like when they're making...
Yeah, it's pretty much any industrial process, like peanut
yeah.
butter, ketchup,
yes.
yeah, all
but there's
of that
like,
stuff.
There's like a threshold. There's a line. There's like a 0.2 whatever percent that they will allow of like dead animals, bones, blood, feces, hair,
mm-hmm.
that they're just
mm-hmm.
like... It's going to happen. And I remember reading that as a kid and being like, I never want to eat ketchup again. And of course I have.
Yeah, of course you have. Even though as a child is the last time in your life that you should be eating ketchup because it's baby uh-huh. food for babies.
And I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, when I moved to Chicago, I dumped all of my ketchup out into the river and it turned it freaking green.
Mustard is king.
Yeah. Wet Italian beef with mustard, peppers, and onions. Chicago, baby.
All right, you've convinced me. I'm moving back.
Moo?
Enchanté. Okay, here we go. Riddle number 9. Well, I don't know why I said that, because it is number 9 on the sheet. Often we are covered with wisdom and wit, and oft with a cloth where the dinner guests sit.
Wizard.
In beauty around you and over your head, we are countless, though numbered, when bound to be read.
Curtains.
This is from 1923.
Old-timey curtains.
Letters.
They didn't have curtains then.
Hairs. Hairs on the head.
Can you read it one more time?
Yeah. So often we are covered with wisdom and wit, and oft with a cloth where the dinner guests sit. In beauty around you and over your head, we are countless, though numbered, when bound to be read.
Uh-oh. Is this
Jokes.
Fucking tables?
Tables.
It's not tables!
Have you figured out who you are yet?
But it is something table adjacent, and
chair?
I'm not talking about a nightstand.
A chair?
A table leaf? A table...
It's a leaf! A leaf! Leaves! It's leaves!
Hey, you okay? You have white stuff on your nostril.
I thought about... It's glue. I tried to...
I tried to glue it shut. I thought about what might.
Hold on. Then stop. You tried to glue your nostrils shut?
Look at him. Of course
he
did.
Buddy, hey, we make fun of you and we're annoyed by you, but you are worth something, okay?
I know what you're thinking. I wasn't trying to do that. I was trying to see. I don't know what I am. Am I a table? And then I was like, do I need to breathe?
You don't
what
need
is
to explain
this for?
Yourself to us. We get it. We get that you're having an identity.
But
identity
I don't
crisis.
Get it. Does that make sense? I know I'm the tabler, but like, what is the tabler?
Well,
you know?
You're currently half goat, half cow.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's play some voicemails. Huh, Casey, why don't you hit us with a voicemail?
Wait for the beat. Hey, riddle, riddle. I want to get calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. Wait for the beep. Hey, riddle, riddle. I want to get the calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. And I'll hit play.
Hi, Nassim. Hi, Veronica. Hi, JPC. I'm calling to report a food crime I committed. I got Jenny's Everything Bagel ice cream, and I put spicy honey and pickled onions on it, and I ate more than 2 bites. I think I need to turn myself into the authorities, but I don't know where I should go. Please advise. Thank you.
You're going to want to find the entrance to hell. You're going to want to high-five the devil and then keep living your life, baby. You're cool by us.
That's some fucked pervert shit to throw those pickles in there, huh?
Here's what I'd say. With the hot honey, I'm still on board. With the pickles, I'm still on board. With the pickled onions, I might be out.
No, I think it's so wrong, it's right. It's one of those situations.
If you put capers in it, you should go directly to hell. But without capers, the other stuff, I don't know. It's very good ice cream.
What about if you took that ice cream and you spread it on a bagel and ate it for breakfast? Could you do that?
I'd try that.
I would try that as well.
No, that sounds horrible.
All right, never mind. You did no food crime, no harm, no foul. I hope your stomach is great. But it sounds like you did a good job, and thank you for calling our number and fucking saying that.
Yeah, and check out the Wall Street Journal to read an article about me enjoying that ice cream.
That's a great plug for the Wall Street Journal. And if you want to leave a voicemail, you can always leave that voicemail at 1-805-RIDDLE-1. That's 805-RIDDLE-1. Casey, do we have another one?
Hey guys, Adel, JPC, Aaron, big fan, long time listener. I'm at work right now, that's why you hear a lot of background noise.
Is he being raptured?
But we haven't had a description of what you guys look like since the beginning of the podcast, so maybe you could describe it. I don't know what you guys look like when we look you guys up, but I am a big fan, so it'd be great to see what you guys have to say. Thanks.
Okay, so I think he said we haven't described ourselves in a while. So I think we should each describe one another. So I'm going to describe
this
Aaron.
This can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Aaron is... Okay, let me turn down the lights here. Aaron is a nice little 8'2" package of slime.
I think we should
skin.
Go back to describing
she has
ourselves.
Gills on
no,
her
all right.
Neck.
We're let me. I'll take over for you, Adel. You're welcome.
Are you describing me or are you describing?
I'm gonna describe myself. Imagine the kind of beauty that inspires poetry or wars. Just so stunning that it's hard to look directly at me. I'm actually 5'8". I have auburnish hair, middle length that sort of just goes right past my shoulders. I have like gray hazel eyes. I have very like tired looking eyes, like little like sad eyes.
Like a precious moment doll.
Like I look like a haunted doll. I very, very, very pale skin. And that's about my whole deal. JPC, okay, how do you describe a snake?
Wait, hold on. Let me describe myself. You described yourself. His pride never deserts him, but with the rich, he is liberal-minded, just, sincere, rational, honorable, and perhaps agreeable. He is tall, he is handsome, noble, and admired greatly by all at the first ball, until his manners contradict his appearance. The son of a wealthy, well-established family, and the master of the great estate of Pemberley.
Okay, he's reading from Abraham Lincoln's biography.
From
Sense
me.
And Sensibility.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But that's me. That's John Fitzwilliam, Patrick Cohen.
Ooh, was that Pride and Prejudice?
That was Mr. Darcy. Yes.
Yeah, hey, can I just say something so quick to you, JPC?
Sure, Aaron. Make it brutal.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Darcy?
Aaron, any description of you that doesn't start with eyes closed, you can kick right to the freaking curb.
Oh, fuck you, Adam.
Fuck you, Adam.
I would describe myself as face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck. I would also describe myself as 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, "Do you have a Vegemite sandwich?" And he just smiled.
He doesn't know the words.
And I know some of them. Do it for real.
I'm a little, I'm a plaid little boy. From the lumberjack. I'm 6'2" on a good day.
When
it's not raining. I have a beard. I have big pillowy lips, nice hazel eyes, a nice weird neck and shoulders that go on for days. The rest of me is like a soft-boiled egg.
5'11", brown eyes, brown hair, brown beard, jacked off energy.
Waluigi type.
All right, Casey, do we have one more voicemail?
Hi, guys. This is Mephistopheles from Minnesota, big fan of the show. I'm calling in because on Crew Clue Crew, episode number 139, welcome to Mississippi, shrimp emoji, Aaron said to call her when I could spell Massachusetts, so it's timestamp 10 minutes and 45 seconds. I'm delighted to say that after hours of hard work, I can, in fact, spell Massachusetts, and JPC has provided a delightful opportunity to call in and provide Aaron with that information. I'm not actually going to spell it because those weren't the instructions provided, but text me back or whatever, and I'll call again to spell it. All right, that's all.
Text me back.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the entertainment.
Sir, if you had spelled it, you and I would be legally married right now, so thank God.
But those were not the instructions. It was just to call you and say when you can't spell it. So, Aaron, you got the call. That's pretty good, right?
Fair enough, and that's just, I think I learned a little lesson today on how to choose my words more carefully. I'll start now. JPC, fuck you!
Hey, okay. Aaron, if an Uggo married a waffle, it would, and then fucking fuck you, dude.
Then it would...
I have an almanac from 1912, and it says, this is law across America. Any farmer who can spell Massachusetts in front of a living woman immediately marries her.
And you know what? Let's go back.
Let's burn that fucking
Constitution down.
We're
already going in that direction as a country, and that's a law I'd love to see resurface.
Okay, you know what? That's enough of our fucking bullshit for now. But we can do something very fun at the end of the show, which is a little something called plugs. Addle. Do you have anything that you would like the fine folks at home to know you're up to?
Oh, boy. What have I been up to? I want to plug... what's the game we play? We're playing a game called Clank Acquisitions
Legacy.
Associated? Acquisitions Incorporated?
Yeah.
Kids Incorporated?
It's the Clank Legacy game.
It's a Clank Legacy game. Boy, oh, boy. We're about 4 or 5 games in, and we're having an absolute fucking blast. So if you have a group of friends that you like to play board games with, I highly recommend that game. We're having so much fun with it. And
I think it's up to 4-player, I believe. Maybe?
Okay. Yeah, that's right. So I would say check that out if you have some board games going on. And again, I'm never going to not say it. Quacks of Quiddlingburg.
Such a fun game.
So fun. If you want a one-off versus a legacy game. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
I would like to plug Sitcom D&D. All of season 1 is out right now for your binging pleasure. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm proud of it. JPC, anything to plug?
Dude, you know I got to give up my plug today to Garrett the Fingarian. Their 5-star review on Apple iTunes, if you want to get your review featured on the show. In the plugs section, just go to Apple iTunes and write us a 5-star review.
That's a Magic Tavern reference.
It could be. I think it...
Fingarian.
Garrett the Fingarian sounds... this is called Swan Lumps. J.P. Riddles was framed by the squirrels and their stupidly delectable piss. He's a good, honest man who has a no-good brother with a goody-two-shoes wife. It's not his fault that the seductive nature of squirrels and their piss is something he cannot be helped by mortal men. Help save this man's reputation and listen to this whatever show with these 3 people. Thank you so much, Garrett the Fingarian.
Thanks, Garrett.
Oh, and one real thing to plug. Next week, so the last week of July, if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, will be my last full week of Twitch streaming for the indefinite future. I'm taking a little hiatus in August, and it may extend after that. But that's Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. So come and hang out and say what's up. And also, if you want to listen to the JV podcast with fourth host of the show, Janet Varney, I am on an episode that I believe comes out tomorrow, or it may have come out next week or last week.
Tomorrow creeps on this JPC guesting.
And you can listen to the full Hey Riddle Riddle trilogy, because Adel did an episode, Aaron has done an episode, and now I have completed it. So go listen to our episodes on the JV Club podcast. It was very fun.
I had the best time there.
I had the second best time there.
And I guess that leaves me with the super secret double first best time that I had. So,
oh, dang. Man.
Yeah, suckered. Hey, speaking of really fun times, Aaron.
Jupiter. I care about you. You don't have to do this.
Thank you.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navarez.
Hey, just wanted to leave a friendly suggestion. I'm thinking it's Hey Riddle Riddle, that's two riddles, it's season two. What if you guarantee that every episode has at least two riddles for season two? And then you can get two and be done with it and stop. It's just so painful to watch you all do the whole pretense of being a riddle podcast. Because pretense can still get you pregnant. I have a crush on Aaron Keith. Okay, bye.
No, we're not going to do that. Thank you. Hey there, Falcons, and those gloves that Falcons land on. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We are going to the Ren Faire with a special guest, Janet Varney. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.